It's 9. It's 3.
Grapevine.org. Hudson Valley, WGXC 90.7. Thanks to Dave Troy. Detroit.
This is Mitch Easter of Let's Active, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jack Sensabaugh of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
And wife and kiss them tonight, forgetting the little girl who he just made a memory. No more movie nights and dinners with her daddy, kisses from her mommy, dreams of who she would be. He might remember the doll that lay next to her, how it too had 6 bullets lodged into it. Life was as it once was, but she, no, she will experience lifelessness for the first time, because he had a bad day. A quarter to me, a fellow racist cop friend of police asks about his day at work, he'll say, another day doing what's right. To him, justice is controversial, so he warns them of the news and tells them what happened through his eyes that night. A man can only be this comfortable speaking of murder when he precisely knew their names will remain unheard of. Stop looking for validation and seek more routes to build our people's outlook on our current situation. They can't survive without us. Yet they continue to kill people that look like me and you because they think our lives are worthless. You are worthless, and the price tag placed on my life will be worthless when it comes to judgment day, and they gotta compare the crimes of the heart that were worthless. Maybe they think it hurts less, killing a black man. Maybe they think less tears will shed finding out a little black boy or girl will never run on the playground again. Maybe they think it's less than ideal, but not too surreal, and she never gets to hold her kids again. I'm sick of this. Society keeps labeling murder as police brutality in the media. Every social platform I can think of, seeing my people killed, so my eyes keep bleeding. Ears won't stop ringing. I'm hearing the cries of the people they didn't get the chance to be. Our murders are swept up in a swift of philanthropy. Donating money to the projects, I guess that makes a man to be. A man to be seen in the eye of the public as a savior. Only from a distance gripping the necks of the people who lay unwavered, his spirit will be immortal. But the man who took his life speaks murder, and his wife looks at the hashtag, acting as if she's never heard of these incidents. If you simply question the morality of it, that's not enough to me. You're a part of the problem for not wanting to speak, so don't be uncomfortable when you've seen us bleed and did nothing to heed our pain. Another soul ripped away, another mind full of words they'll never get to say because their life was stripped and turned into the ashes that peacefully sway within the tides on the docks of America's Bay. On the stretcher, yet the limbs of a body that once was seem to shrink up. No more life flowing through them, and the family can't think of a reason beneath the tree sign and hate behind his murder. They wish they could say this was a concept they'd never heard of, but daily we unwillingly become martyrs unheard of. They say, why do they hate us like this? Why do they hate us like this? Maybe because our black skin brings gems to the earth, countless gifts. The first to inhabit it, but treat it as if we don't belong in it. Too tight. Their grip is too tight, but my people can't. survive. Too tight. The grip is tight, but my people will survive this and thrive in a way that demands ignorance to stop being labeled as bliss. We don't need your validation. Watch us climb our way to the top of our own nation.
Thank you. That was David Shea, Movement 3 from his AM/PM suite. Before that, we heard a nameless track from Jim O'Rourke's album of computer music called I'm Happy, I'm Singing, and a 1-2-3-4. We also heard from Sun Ra, Dance of the Cosmo Aliens, and started the whole set off with a couple of tracks from the brilliant new album from Speaker Music called Black Nationalist Sonic Weaponry. Up next, here on Disco 3000, music from Brian Eno in honor of the passing this week of Harold Budd. I thought I'd play music from Ambient Recordings Volume 2, Plateau of Mirrors. This is An Ark of Doves.